This is a remarkable Arizona papago called Owl Woman. She treats the sick using songs which she receives from the dead. She says the spirits of the papago stay near their graves all day and go to the spirit land at night down a road she knows. She has been there and seen them dance in spirit villages. This is a Lakota Sioux called Buffalo Boy, Tatanka Haxila. His name comes from a boyhood dream he had of a buffalo. You can see the horns there in his headdress. Buffalo Boy twice participated in the sacred sun dance, dragging six buffalo skulls attached to his body by tethers hooked to quills piercing his skin. It was part of a vow he made to the spirits in return for success in warfare against an enemy tribe. This is a Lakota called Teal Duck, or Siyaka. He lived on the Standing Rock Reservation in Dakota. He recorded 20 songs for me, and one of those records was used by the white composer Blair Fairchild to write this melody for the piano. Teal Duck was a tribal leader and a man of fine character. He spoke no English. He told me his dream of Crow and Owl, recording the songs he received in the dream. Siaka shook my hand afterward and was deeply affected, saying he had given me one of his most cherished possessions. He died a few months later, which often happens. The old Indians seemed to wait for me to record their songs and then leave this earth.